Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Setting the Record Straight. I'm glad that you could join me here again on the program. By the way, this is your program host, Brenda K. Sanders, and I'm glad to be back with you this evening. You know, I planned to do this show as sort of like an entertainment segment. I thought I was going to talk about some funny things, which I will eventually do here on the program, but I said, well, there's no real news I can think of. Let me look up something. And lo and behold, I do recall seeing it today on the internet, and it just slipped my mind, sort of, that the officer that arrested Sandra Bland was charged today with perjury. And I just read the article, and that is a first small step. Certainly when we have a death, that is a first small step, however. And there must have been some really, really concrete presented to the grand jury that convinced them to issue an indictment against this officer. Certainly the videotape did not reveal anything outright, unless it was actually about what he did with the arrest. Maybe that was what it is. Maybe he, but you know what? I believe there's normally not a charge of perjury unless you have someone testifying under oath. So it wasn't just his police report. That wasn't the case, unless the Texas law says any lie whatsoever, whether it be in a police report, whether it's written down somewhere in official capacity, is termed a lie. But my understanding, at least based on my old experience from Michigan law, is that perjury is when you actually swear under oath, and you can do that by way of a deposition, or like if you write a version of events, you swear under oath on a piece of paper and a notary will sign it. That's under oath, actually. And normally, though, an oath is, you know, what we're familiar with. You may have seen it on TV, heard it somewhere. Do you swear or affirm to tell the truth and nothing but the truth? So help you God, with your right hand raised on the Bible, as they do in most courtrooms. You know, there's an attempt to eradicate that, but that is the general standard oath. And so, you know what? That leads me to believe that this officer, and I've failed to get his name, he must have testified at the grand jury proceeding, in the prior proceeding, and then they subsequently found that he had perjured himself about what he did with and regarding Ms. Sandra Bland upon arrest, because there's a lot there, though. She was handled in quite a rough fashion. And who knows what happened after that? I mean, I do see the videotapes with her standing, looks like at the officer's desk inside the jail. I'm not sure what she was about to do. Certainly, whatever happened after that point. And so that is a problem. But the grand jury did indict. And so that is a small step forward. I applaud them for that, being forthright. Another thing. The charge of perjury under Michigan law carries either 4 or 5 year prison term. I understand that this is a charge of perjury under Texas law is a misdemeanor, and that may carry maybe a year if it's a high misdemeanor, a 2 year sentence or 1 year jail term, and so it's also probably probationable, which means the officer could be placed on probation, pay some fines and costs, and then be done with it. And, of course, when you look at the gravity of her death and what took place, a small fine and, 500, could be 500 days in jail. 1 year or $500 fine. That seems small. It seems minuscule compared to the fact that he may have had some input later about Sandra Bland's death. I certainly cannot see. I see a possible civil culpability there. I understand that the trash can had a plastic bag in the trash can that she used to commit suicide. I have no clue why that would have been placed in her cell, given the fact that that's one of the items that I certainly know people that allegedly committed suicide under those circumstances with a bag like that. And so it was with Sandra Bland, apparently. So I just think that was possibly like just negligence. Negligence to have a bag in a trash bag whereupon an inmate could use it to commit suicide. I mean, that's almost like giving them the bullets to put in the gun if there were such a situation. But there is progress. We see something in the criminal justice system where there is some accountability on behalf of a police officer. And of course, had we not had that tape at the time of Sandra Bland's arrest, there would probably not be an indictment on perjury. But we do. And I believe with the advent of the body cameras and so forth, I believe that there's a possibility that there is going to be more convictions for these police officers. What I was very upset about was the officer Slager, I believe it was, in North Charleston, the officer that shot Walter Scott in the back, is now free on bond, $500,000 bond. And I believe his crime that he committed was in cold blood as well. But here we go. Here we go again. So hopefully the Bland family will be able to recover civil damages for Sandra Bland's death, because certainly if there were no items in the room that could be used to commit suicide, she would possibly be alive today, if you believe that that version of the events. I'm not saying it's true. I'm just saying if you believe it's true, there still would be civil liability, possibly based on negligence. I know that going in and out of jail for a number of years, in most instances, all items are extracted from holding units where prisoners are for that reason, that it possibly could be used to inflict harm on oneself and to commit suicide. Now, that's certainly a first step, as I said before. The other thing I was going to talk about today was the executive order signed by President Obama for gun control, more gun control. And there's going to be some changes in the way people acquire guns here in the United States. That's good. That's a great step where it won't so easily be acquired, a gun. The other thing is, though, I think we have to change our mindset about violence. Violence is everywhere. It's everywhere. It's on our TVs. It's in our music. It's everywhere. And so the mind has to be changed as well. What people are listening to and watching has to change as well. Those mindsets of I'm going to get revenge is, I believe, promoted by movies. It's promoted by television. And so we have violence every day. I mean, just look at the title. Do I say this a lot? Well, I intend to, because I sound like a broken record right now. But I mean, I'm serious. The titles. Where was I? I was scrolling down the. It must have been with a remote or something. Scrolling down a guide or something. I mean, the titles that I saw: The Dead, the Darkness. The Darkness Looms, and the titles were also dark. This wasn't even Halloween. This was like at Christmas time. And so what we have to do is move also to change the very content of some of the things that are done in Hollywood and are done on our TV programs. Because if you think about it, if our children, and I say our children, I don't have children, but I have my niece and nephew. But if our children are looking at these things from the time that they're young until the time they grow up, they've already been substantially ingrained in what violence is about. And some of the most celebrated movies are very violent. They are. And I have oftentimes listened to someone tell me how great a movie was, but they failed to explain how graphic the violence was. And so that's a second step also, change how we ingrain our young people and how they view violence. Because after a while, they're going to be two violent scenes and violence on the TV. And let me tell you now, they're going to be desensitized as it relates to the newscast. And the violent events and incidents in their community coming right in their back door. And so that is going to, again, desensitize them to the seriousness of violence. They're going to take it as an everyday, up into it, we're getting used to it. And so the more we are desensitized to violence and murder and shootings, the less we attach significance to the events, the various events. So I believe that's a first step, but we must move even further to correct our mindsets and how we view violence, even in their entertainment, for entertainment purposes, that we entertain violence. I don't know if anybody's considering that, but that is the truth. That's what we do. Well, that's all I'm going to chit-chat about today. I thank you for tuning into the program. Thank you. And you, if you wish to listen to one of these episodes again, you can go to the show page at blogtalkradio.com/settingtherecordstraight2015. I know I'm going to change it to 2016 in just a moment, but 2015 is what it is now. If you want to listen to one of the episodes listed there on the show page, you may email me at bks1233@outlook.com. If you have a question, a communication, or anything else you'd like to discuss via email. Well, thanks again for listening to the program, and I will certainly talk to you again. Talk to you next time.